Another big problem in the world's oceans related to climate change that you might not have heard of or know little about is the problem of deoxygenation. Large parts of the world's oceans already are showing extremely low oxygen concentrations, as this map shows, especially in coastal regions, but also now seen in the open ocean, where concentrations can be 2 milligrams per liter or 2 parts per million or less. Again, the problem is partially due to higher temperatures. These higher temperature seawater means that there can be less oxygen dissolved in that water. So oxygen concentrations near the sea surface decline. Furthermore, as temperature of the ocean warms on the surface, that surface water is much less dense than it used to be and actually sits on top of colder water below it, almost like a lid, making mixing of ocean water less likely. So if you have a warm layer of water sitting on top of a cold layer of water, the bigger the density difference between those two water bodies is, the less mixing there will be. And so that means that the oxygenated surface water is less likely to be mixed down to lower depths, where organisms that live down at lower depths can use it. So you wind up having these oxygen minimal zones or anoxic zones throughout the ocean water column. And this is combined with nutrient pollution, especially on coastlines where large rivers carry sediment and manure and fertilizers into coastal waters, that can result in bacterial blooms that, when they die off and are decomposed, use up available oxygen. So vast areas of the ocean form a combination of deoxygenation, higher temperatures, and nutrient pollution are now anoxic and dangerously so to the organisms that live there. Oxygen concentrations in the oceans have already declined by 2% globally.